fishing all the time. Keep it going fishing too.
All right, you know what that means? It's me and him.
Yeah, he is I.
Leaf is here. It's time for a fishing report. And it's been a beautiful winter, been very clear and cold out lately.
Oh, yeah.
But one guy I can count on to be out there trying it is you, man.
You betcha.
How has it been? What have you been doing?
Oh, it's been good, you know, ever since that that really cold spell wore off.
Yeah.
Finally been pretty darn good. Even warmed up enough that I went ahead and threw the drift boat back in the river.
Really?
Went for a nice float with my friends Sarah and Glenn. And, we went from just a little above Carlton down to Carlton. I got a friend up there on Ross Road that lets me launch.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty easy. Just kind of rode the drift boat down the side of the hill like a toboggan. And I was quickly edge. Yes. it was a little tougher though to get it out. They got the Carlton hole and 20-mile pullouts plowed to near the river.
Okay.
About 25 yards from the river. So
okay.
That's about the distance we had to do the old 1-2-3 heave ho for a ways to get the boat out.
So how'd the fishing go?
It started out making me think it was going to be an incredible day. I was waiting for my friends to get in the boat and get their stuff together. So I rolled a quick couple of casts just out the side of the boat while I was standing in the middle there. And my third one, just on the total inside drift, with my little Chronomid, hooked a really nice cutbow male.
Uh-huh.
Landed that guy, was just like, okay, that was either the kiss of death or we're going to have a great day. And
you're superstitious, aren't you?
That's a common one that people believe. If you get a fish right away, it's going to ruin your day.
Oh.
And it didn't ruin our day, but it definitely led to a fishless day after that.
Oh, bummer.
We had a lot of great drifts without a bite, but we had a good day. Mm-hmm. We had some nice warm hot chocolate with some amaretto in there and some soup to warm us up about halfway down. And just enjoyed the outside,
you know?
I mean, some people pay to just sit in a boat and look at the scenery.
Yeah.
We get the chance to try to fish, too.
Yeah, it's always worth doing.
Yeah, so it was great, you know. The river is pretty fishable, I think, all the way down to Gold Creek right now as far as the ice goes,
mm-hmm.
although it might vary day to day. Just check out your mm-hmm. weather forecast, and if it's colder, then you probably want to head like we've talked about, up towards Winthrop, where the water's a little bit warmer.
Mm-hmm.
But you should be able to get in there and get some fish. Still just been using Chronomids. A lot of midges are coming off, so you might try some smaller zebra midges now.
Mm-hmm.
And scuds, and it's been pretty good.
Good, good. Now, you said you went up to Roosevelt, too? What'd you do up there?
Yeah, you know, I met up with my dad and Brad from Bobber Down, my buddy that works out of Wenatchee there. And he's looking at putting some trips together on Roosevelt, and so he just kind of wants some help doing recon. And boy, what a day of recon that was.
Really?
I tied up some what they call K-flies, which are kokanee-specific flies, actually bearing treble hooks, because those guys are... Yeah, you wouldn't think I'd ever really be using it, but it's treble hook, barbed and everything, because those guys are tough to hold on to. And when I go after kokanee, I'm going to keep them.
Mm-hmm.
And so... we got into a lot of good fish. We got there a little late, so we spent most of the day catching rainbow trout. And we kept, you know, I think it was about seven of those or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we, we knew the bite would probably get better towards the evening, so we stuck with it. And sure enough, holy cow, there was this point where you could see 15 of the guys out on the surface at once, just rolling around, kokanee, and a few rainbow, I'm sure, too, but mostly kokanee. They made their way up out of the deeps and started feeding from the surface all the way down to just, you know, as shallow as 10, 15 feet.
Wow.
We're fishing right up there just behind the dam at Grand Coulee.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was just this. If you wouldn't have stayed for that last 45 minutes, you would have totally
missed
the best part of the day.
Yeah.
And it was on advice from a local guide there given to us that we stick around for that other bite, because he'd limited in like 2 hours that morning with some incredible fish. I mean, these kokanee go up to 6 pounds, almost 7 pounds, greatly outside the average. But they're just basically landlocked sockeye.
Right.
Which, you know, they look even better than the Okanagan run sockeye. They're not as beat up. They're more round. They don't have to burn off any fat. They're loaded with fat, and their meat is just incredibly beautiful. I'll be hooking you up when I get done smoking them.
I was going to say that I'm just a harvest kind of guy.
Yeah, I am that. When it's something like this, I'm all about it for sure.
Yeah.
And our biggest one of the day was like a 24-inch, and it was about 4 pounds. Just huge fish. I mean, it was a great fish.
I've never seen kokanee that big.
I never had either. I became aware of them about 5-6 years ago when I was working at the Methow Hatchery. And we went up there a little bit. I just couldn't believe the size of them in the pictures. So my dad and I hit it originally back then and got a few, but I hadn't been back since. So I was stoked to get a shot at it. And I look forward to actually going out there. And I see no reason you couldn't use a smaller boat and just pop right off the boat launch there. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, you shove off and they were there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that led to a bunch of good meat. And that's I would recommend everybody that wants to, that'll be fishing for at least the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay. And we're just so you know when we're talking, we're in early February at this point. So any other moving water fishing you did?
You know, that's been about it for the moving water, our river, the giant river. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I haven't been back out on the ice in a while, but I did, speaking of kokanee, see that my buddy Kane limited out a few limits with his friends right away up at Patterson the other day. So,
really?
While being a bit smaller, a little more readily available and closer to the house, those kokanee are great fish too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's what I'm used to, actually.
Yeah, yeah. That's more of your standard fare, you know, that 13 to 15-inch fish is what you usually think of as kokanee.
Yeah.
So I expect the ice is going to be fine. We got a lot of great, you know, steady weather. I don't think we'll even see the really nasty, slushy top on that ice like we maybe had a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So I'd encourage people to get out there and hit that up for sure while you can. So, you know, you got a few options. There's also Rufus Woods for those big fat fish. But if I'm heading that direction, I'd probably head up to Roosevelt and go for those cokes for sure.
Yeah.
You know, Brad will be doing that with Bobber Down. You can find him on my website on the back pages there, the guides page. Mm-hmm. Kane's doing his ice fishing thing still. I just want to talk a little bit about the fly fishing class.
Yes. Now, if people don't know what we're talking about, this is a Methow skills class you're going to be doing here at Twistworks.
Correct.
And you do not need to be an experienced fly tier.
No.
But it is fly tying.
Yep. It's more for the beginner. I think anybody that shows up that's done it a bit would definitely like to see what I'm using here because it works.
Mm-hmm.
But I was wanting to shout out, give a big thanks to the Liam Wood Fly Fishers and River Guardians for donating some vices to that. And for that matter, we'll be able to do a $30 reduced price because we won't have to be buying the vices for the class. And so they've donated all the tools and vices for 6 people.
Mm-hmm.
So the first 6 people that sign up for the class, you'll have a reduced rate there. Or anybody that has gear, we'll definitely just reduce the rate to $30 if you bring your own vice and tools. I will be supplying all the materials for our flies and everything, so you don't have to worry about bringing anything but scissors and a bobbin and a vice or anything like that that you're used to using. And so I just hope to see everybody out there on the 18th, you know, that's kind of just interested, you know, maybe been thinking about it or maybe been having a little lack of success on getting started with their fly time and just hopefully get some interested folks.
Well, just as a kind of a novice, and I have not tied any flies for a long time, but I used to, and I got to say, a lot of people are attracted to fly fishing, partly for just the romance of getting out there, you know, and fishing in that way.
Right.
But catching a fish on a fly, tied, it's the ultimate.
It feels
joy.
So good.
It really does.
It still does to this day. And, you know, I mean, at least a little more than half the flies that I use, and depending on the season, most of the flies I use, if I can keep up with how my clients lose them, are going to be tied by my hand. And, you know, not only do you have that satisfaction of catching them on your own little piece of art, functional art, but you can really make them indestructible too. I mean, that was one of the main drivers behind me starting to tie my own flies. Was just I got sick of store-bought flies just blowing apart on me after a good fish or two.
Amen.
So I pride myself on being able to get one to last through a few good fish, as long as you don't lose it on a rock or a log or something.
Yeah, amen. So that's going to be on the 18th.
Correct.
Coming right up, so like a couple weeks away. And if you want to get in on these, call the Twistworks office, which is 997-3300, and they'd be glad to hook you up. Do you know how many spots you've got, how many people you're going to take? Because I have a hunch this may fill up.
You know, I could easily do up to, you know, 10, 12 people if they wanted to come.
Okay, so it's going to be some limit to it. So I act on this as soon as you can, 997-3300.
Well, thanks a lot, Dad.
Yeah, man.
I hope all y'all are doing well up around your homestead, and I hope everybody out there is doing well, too. If you need any more information on how to get out there, if you'd like to book a trip getting out there, just give me a call at 509-429-7298 or send me a message at medhowfishingadventures@gmail.com, or you can catch the podcast at Fly Fishers Pro Shop. And, hey, take care of each other once again. Stay warm out there and get that fish right on.
I went on down to my favorite fishing hole, and I got myself a pole in line.